Got a few selection dilemmas. You got a few sleepless nights coming up.
I don't know about sleepless nights, but you know, we're not as settled just yet. You know, I've got in my mind who we'd like to run out with in game one, but there's still another weekend of football to get through, and then we'll make those decisions. So. It's getting close to announcing the team, and hopefully our players get through injury free, and if they do that, we can name the side that we'd like to see run out there.
Are you across Josh Jackson having a potential foot or ankle issue? There's some talk of that.
I was aware of Josh not training yesterday, and I'm not really quite sure how bad that injury is at this stage. He's playing on Friday night, or expected to play, and we'll see what happens, you know, after the game. But, you know, Josh is a guy that's been on the verge of playing Origin, and who knows what may happen. You know, he may or may not get his chance this year, but he's a guy that eventually will get there.
Larry, have you settled your pass combination in your own head? Or does it depend on this weekend, or have you already
decided? In my own mind, I know who I want to run out there with, and this weekend just gives me an opportunity just to make sure and confirm that's the right way to go. I've always felt comfortable playing with a club combo, but I'm not ruling out the possibility of splitting players and giving them the opportunity with different people. So all options are on the table, and I'll keep that one to myself just at this stage.
Are you expecting a pretty similar Queensland side to what we've seen, or do you expect them to change it up a little bit? Or
No, I think, you know, they're in a situation where, you know, injury permitting, that you can probably sort of tell who is going to be in their team, which is an advantage for them. You know, we've still got a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of football, or guys that are coming off the back of injuries, or guys that are missing through injuries. So it has been unsettled for us, but I think we know what Queensland side's going to be. I don't think there'll be too many changes there from what we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years.
Has Josh Dugan locked away his spot?
Josh will be in the team, just a matter of where he will play him. He's an experienced player and always played well on the big occasion, and he played really well on Monday night, so he'll be in the team somewhere. It's just a matter of what position.
What's the latest on Paul Gallen?
Yeah, I spoke to Gallen on Monday. He still hasn't been able to do a lot of running, and that's something that we'll have to have another talk about on probably on Friday, to see how he's travelling, and we'll have a really good indication of where he's at. And once we have that discussion, I reckon we'll know whether he'll be right or whether he won't be right.
So it doesn't matter if he doesn't play on the weekend?
No, it won't matter whether he plays on the weekend, but I think we'll know where he is with his injury. And the last thing we want to do is put anyone at risk. I think going into Origin 1, it's a big occasion, and you can't take risks early on. And, you know, we need to be clear in our minds of what the team's going to be, and everyone's got to have to train when we first come into camp, and they're going to have to train as best they possibly can. So we'll have a yarn and see where he's at.
Will Birdie still have any involvement? Laurie, must be pretty disappointing, though, obviously, the suspension to be without him this season.
Yeah, he's been a mainstay of the team along with Gal over the last couple of years, so potentially missing both those players would be a big blow to us. But Greg, you know, we haven't spoken about having a role as such, but I'm sure, you know, if something comes up, you know, we may be able to utilise his services somewhere there.
What are your memories, Laurie? Obviously, it's first time you played in 94 with such a massive crowd. Can you tell us a little about your memories of the night?
Yeah, I think it was a... well, I don't think it was a great game. I think it was quite a dour affair, and I think you know, the people turned up, but it wasn't a great spectacle for them. And I think that they really didn't have a great understanding of rugby league, and I think that understanding has grown over the last 20 years, you know, given Melbourne Storm are now in the competition. So I think that most people coming to the football now have a better understanding of what the game is and how it's played, and I think there'll be a lot better atmosphere than what it was probably 21 years ago, even though there was close to 90,000 here.
Jay, I think you're focused on this task at hand, but just on the Australian coaching situation. Is that something you'd throw your hat in for?
Look, for me, my focus is just on the origin. I think Tim Shoens has done a really great job over the last couple of years, and unfortunately we were beaten by the Kiwis, who played better than us on the night. And my focus is just here with the New South Wales team. I want to make sure that we play better than what we did last year and try and retain that shield.
Game one last year was as brutal as we'll see. Do you think we'll see the same again, or was that sort of one out of the box last year?
For us, you know, we have to play every game with that type of intensity if we're to compete really well against Queensland. And that is the effort and desire that you want from your team in every game. So, you know, we want to play... At a consistent level, that's full of intensity and full of effort, and you know, for us, if we do that, we can walk off the field satisfied that we've given it our all. If we don't, you know, then we're disappointed with our performance. So, you know, we'd like to replicate that performance because we won that game, but it was a brutal game. We had a number of guys get plenty of injuries. The speed of the contest was as good as I've ever seen, or as fast as I've ever seen, and the game was probably the best origin I've ever seen. Every year is quite unique and quite different in its own right, and I'm sure you know, there'll be another piece of the, you know, unique part of origin will be created this year.
Ruled out, are you likely to use the opportunity to blood some younger talent, or would you prefer to go with sort of tested players?
Good question. It's a wait and see. It really is a wait and see, just till I speak to Gal and see how he's travelling. And in terms of picking some younger guys, there will be an opportunity there because, you know, with no Greg Bird, if Gal doesn't play, there's a couple of spots open. So if those two guys don't play, then more than likely some of the younger guys will get a chance.
Matt Nolan, what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, Matty's a really good player. He's a guy that, you know, we've got a high regard for, and playing some really good football at Penrith. But again, it'll come down to you know, where we decide to play Josh Dugan. You know, if Dugs is in another position, then that may well open it up for Matt Moore.